USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Personal income and outlays report for April comes out this morning. The PCE, or personal consumption expenditures, will be released by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis at 8:30 Eastern. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will be sworn in as the Supreme Court's first black female justice at noon today, just minutes after her mentor, Justice Stephen G. Breyer, makes his retirement official. Personal information for Californians who are granted or denied a concealed and carry weapons permit over a 10-year period, as well as personal information, was disclosed online this week by the state of California. A gun owner lashes out at the government agency on ABC 10.
Why should you be exposing them to these additional risks? It doesn't make any sense. The only way forward, in my opinion, stop holding lists of gun owners.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Federal Trade Commission is going after Walmart.
The Federal Trade Commission is suing Walmart. Officials with the FTC say the store has allowed scam artists access to its money transfer services. They allege that's resulted in fraud that has cost consumers tens of millions of dollars everywhere. The lawsuit further states Walmart didn't properly train its employees and failed to... The lawsuit further states Walmart didn't adequately train its employees and failed to properly warn its customers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol has released the identities of four people that lost their lives in Monday's tragic Amtrak derailment. The crash, which happened just before 2 p.m. near Mendon, Missouri, claimed the lives of three passengers and the driver of a dump truck that was struck by the passenger train. The derailment also sent upwards of 150 passengers to area hospitals for treatment. Authorities have now confirmed the driver of the truck was Bill Barton, 54 years old, from Brookfield, Missouri. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Herschel W. Woody Williams, the last remaining Medal of Honor recipient from World War II, died Wednesday. He was 98 years old. As a young Marine corporal, Williams went ahead of his unit during the Battle of Iwo Jima in the Pacific Ocean in February of 1945 and eliminated a series of Japanese machine gun posts. In November of last year, he sat down with WTOL 11 News in Toledo, Ohio.
In the Civilian Conservation Corps, three seas, and the day Pearl Harbor was bombed, and I was out in a little town of Whitehall, Montana. And they called all of us out. There were about 265 of us in that camp. It was run by the Army. And they called us out and said that America was going at war because it was a group of people I'd never heard tell of, didn't know who they were, wasn't familiar with the name whatsoever, that was trying to take away our country and our freedom. I didn't like that idea.
Immune particles found in the blood of llamas could provide strong protection against all COVID-19 variants. That's according to new research from the Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Researchers said that super immunity molecules called nanobodies could be developed into a fast-acting inhalable antiviral treatment or spray. The study revealed llamas as well as camels have different immune systems from other animals. They produce antibodies composed of a single polypeptide chain rather than two. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.